Detta är kassett 3, det är sida nummer 1. Det är fortsättning på intervju med Nils Karlsson, Molin, Illinois. Kassett 3, sida 1. Så du slapp ifrån den militära tjänstgöringen då?
Ja, jag blev aldrig gå för jag var, hade uppskov. Kannade, vet du.
När du var på luften?
Jag kokte kaffe i den, du vet.
Ja. Det var på sump det.
Ja.
Det var sumpkaffe det.
Det var sumpt. Det var ett tag kannan jag drack.
Det räckte med en gång? Och ni hade aldrig ont i magen?
Nej, rökte sig gamla cigarrer och plockte cigarrer och cigaretter.
De var redan inrökta innan ni fick dem.
Vi tog papperna av och stoppade den i pipan.
You probably don't smoke either, do you?
No, I don't smoke.
Does your wife smoke?
He was just full of cancer.
Was he a heavy smoker?
He was at one time, but then did he quit?
No, I don't know. Maybe he did quit now, but not lately.
My buddy and I, you know, Albert Swanson, see, we worked together and we went to East Moline and stopped in a tavern up there and had a beer, you know, see. So, here comes a guy and he said, are you guys looking for work or are you working? Oh, I said, we're not working. Got a job for you. And Al Capone, you heard of him, he had a distillery, you know, up here in Silvis, you know, and they drove the railroad cars with sugar in there, and they was making whiskey. So he says, can I sit down a little bit with you and talk to you guys? And he says, I give you $200 a trip going to Chicago, and all you have to do is just get in this truck up here in Silvis, drive it to Chicago in such and such address. He said, and I set it there and walk away from it, and somebody will take care of it afterwards. And I said, what is it? He wouldn't tell me, see. And I said to Albert Swanson, I said, let's take the job. Let's make one trip, I said, see. And no, he says, it's something fishy about this, he says. So we won't do that. We'll find out a little more about it, see. And you know, there the next day, I read in the paper that this outfit had sent it to Chicago, and another gangster met him, you know, halfway, some boy killed everybody, run them off the road and shot holes in the, they had 5-gallon tanks, you know, see. And that was the end of it, and I said to Albert, I said, my God, we were lucky there, I said.
He saved your life there, Albert.
Yeah, he bet your life.
So but they had a big operation in Silvis.
Oh, geez, that was Al Capone's gang they made. And they made all the whiskey there for Chicago.
Were the Italians running it then, or who was running it in Silvis?
I don't know who in the heck was running, but we was into this Hayward tavern, you know, and had a beer, and this guy come in there and asked if he wanted a job.
He needed volunteers.
No, the other guy, he's been around a little bit, you know, and he's been here before I was, you know, see, so he knew a little bit about it.
So there was a big operation.
Yeah.
What do you think about the prohibition? Was it good or was it bad?
Well, I don't know. You could, if you wanted a drink, you could stop any place and get a drink.
But you can now too.
Homebrew, you know, if we sometime, Albert and I going home from work, we stopped in a place and got homebrew. Some Belgian made it. And yeah. If you wanted whiskey, you could get whiskey too.
So the homebrew, was that beer then?
That was beer. They call it homebrew.
But then if people want a drink now, they can go in most any place and get drinks, can't they?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, now yeah. Well, it's open, sure.
Oh, wasn't then it was supposed to be closed?
Oh, that was.
There was supposed to be nothing.
No, nothing.
But it still was.
Yeah.
And some of it was bad. They got blind and crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
They drink too much. Of course, in Sweden, they probably drink too, wouldn't some of them, too much?
Yes.
I mean, some of the Swedes I've known in Moline were regular soaks. Now, out in Iowa, where I was from, I never knew. We never had much of anybody around that drank. My dad didn't drink.
He took a drink now.
He would take a drink, but he wasn't one that, you know, drank a lot. Never drunk like a lot of the girls you can tell my age that live in the cities here. They're soured on anything about liquor because they had problems, people in their family that overdid it. I never knew anything about it, so I think nothing about it. If anybody wants a highball, I think it's okay because...
But in that time when you were young, or dancing in the 30s, the women, they didn't drink at that time. Or did they?
I don't know if they did.
No, not very much.
They didn't sit at the bar and drink like they do today.
Of course, all I can remember from Vikings, when I met you and went to Vikings, was when all the women there drink, you know, go up there and drink, et cetera.
Well, they have a sociable drink, and they probably have one or two or three, and then they go home. But
you know, Mrs. Carlson, you were born in Salina,
Iowa,
and your parents were also born there.
Carl Nelson's. My grandparents were Solomon Nelson.
They were born in Sweden?
Yes, they were born in Sweden.
Her dad's name was Carl Olof.
So, your father, he was born in Salina. But the grandparents now, Solomon and Clara Nelson,
they were from Sweden.
From Sweden. Mm-hmm. You remember them?
Oh, yes.
They were old when they...
My grandfather, Grandpa Nelson, always had a beard, you know, the traditional, I suppose that's Swedish, was it years ago?
Yes.
And farmed, and then they left the farm and moved to the little city of Salina, which they had a little grocery store there. And when I was young, I thought that was a large city, you know, we lived on the farm.
And there was also the Swedish church there.
The Augustana Lutheran. Oh. And the church at Swedesburg, wasn't it?
Yes.
Or was it New Sweden? Well, it was New Sweden.
New Sweden.
My dad was confirmed at the New Sweden Church.
Mm-hmm. So your grandfather, Solomon, he came in 1845 or even before that?
I would say so, and cleared land for their farm. Mm-hmm. That's the way they started.
Cool. And then they moved on to Salina.
They retired. They became, they were quite old living on the farm. I wouldn't be able to tell you just the age, but then they retired from farming and moved to Salina. And then my dad took over the farm and farmed.
Mm-hmm. So how many children were you in the family?
Four girls.
Four girls?
Mm-hmm. One's deceased and one lives in Kansas City and one in Arizona.
So you had to help out then on the farm?
Did I help out?
Out there? Oh, yes, I mean on the farm. You had to help out and...
Girls get a certain age, they leave the farm.
They left?
Well, they don't farm, you know.
No, but I mean you helped your mother in the...
Oh, yes, we would have, you know, we had a lovely garden and raised our own chickens, had our own eggs, and we had our own milk. Good food, you know.
Your father, now, according to Nelson, he talked beautiful Swedish.
Very good Swedish. In fact, at a church... He could have conducted the service in Swedish.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So he pitched in when the pastor
I don't actually know that he did, but he could because he could really quote scripture, couldn't he, in Swedish?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to learn Swedish too then when you were growing up? Or?
No, we didn't, but my folks would talk it between times, mostly if they were trying to talk something they didn't want us to know, but then we caught on to that right away.
So you were confirmed in Swedish?
No.
That's no. English.
Your
English.
Dad was, though.
My dad was. Mm-hmm.
So you all were confirmed in Salina?
No, my dad was confirmed.
You mean your sisters?
No. We went to the Presbyterian Church. They started a new church there.
You did?
Is that on?
Yes. Well, Presbyterian Church.
Well, there was a nice Presbyterian church.
In Salina?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they were carrying out quite a few of the Swedish customs that I believe my dad thought were just quite, what would you say, rigid or rugged, you know. And he didn't want us girls to have to go and sit through a lot of the things that they were doing, and he didn't think they needed to do that. So then when this new church started, he put us there, and we went, more or less, it's called Sunday school, you know, and you take your church, your Sunday school training. That's where we got ours. I have regretted that I didn't go through the Lutheran, because I think you learn things the way they are.
And then you were confirmed then at the Presbyterian Church mm-hmm. also?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And the whole family then attended the Presbyterian?
We all did. Mm-hmm.
How could they have both the Swedish Church and the Presbyterian in a small community? Because
there was just a lot around there. They had very big congregation at that Presbyterian Church, and the Lutheran Church was doing fine too.
So were there more Swedes than the Yankees around there?
Oh yes.
More Swedes?
Mm-hmm.
So the Swedish Church was the biggest one then?
The Lutheran, you mean?
Yes.
I couldn't say for sure about that, because there were quite a few people that went on and joined the Presbyterian Church.
From the Swedes?
Mm-hmm. There were an awful lot of Swedes in the Presbyterian Church. And I imagine you'd find that here, wouldn't you?
Maybe they didn't like the pastor. They would do it.
Well, no, not really. Of course, they did have very good ministers at the Presbyterian Church that they liked real well.
Mm-hmm. So they...
You know, we were up there one time, and we took off and went down to New Sweden, you know. And of course, they bury the people all around the churches like they do in Sweden.
That's the way they had it in Sweden.
And we used to go and read on the stones. And it says there, Herr Vilar Solomon Svensson. And Ogisalina, Iowa, and there was hundreds of them stones, you know, in the old time it was buried there, and it says, Herr Vidlar.
De kom aldrig tillbaka till Sverige igen.
Nej, de kom aldrig.
They never returned to their motherland.
Well, it was, and the little, were you in the church down in New Sweden? It's nice, wasn't it?
Yes.
And they had the old-fashioned organ you'd have to pump, you know. And my daughter played that one time we were up there, sat down and played it. It was nice.
We had our daughter with us, you know, and she played, and I was tramping the organ as she was playing there.
It was nice.
Yeah.
So do you remember the Four Corners in New Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
There were stores there and the cabinet maker.
Yes, that was quite a popular place at one time, Four Corners.
Well, it was?
Yes, they had grocery store where you'd go in and you could buy everything, you know. And things were so much better those days than they are now. Well, even in Salina, I remember when I'd go to the store and buy things for my grandmother, she'd want bologna and the cheese, such good cheese and bread, you know. She'd probably get her butter from my folks at the farm.
Did you walk from home and over?
When we were in Salina visiting with Grandma, we'd walk to the store. Of course, my folks were only about a mile from the Salina store. We'd walk up there for my folks.
But the Four Corners now was quite a distance.
We couldn't walk to that.
Because they were too far. They must be at least 6 miles.
Oh, all of that. I don't know if they even have a grocery store there now.
It's all gone.
Oh, yeah, they used to be interesting.
How about Salina? Is they all...
I don't think they have a store anymore. They used to have a nice store. And they used to even have they call it a husk wagon of some kind. They deliver groceries, you know, go around sell groceries.
Well, how about that creamery that's still standing there, but it's fallen apart?
Creamery?
Yeah, that building, you know, right on the, this corner here.
Well,
I got a clippings here. Or have you got it? You know,
I don't know where it is. I don't know where that is.
Somebody sent it down here. They had some kind of doing.
So what did your parents say now when you brought home a Swede as a date?
They, of course, they liked all the Swedes, you know. They were all right.
So your father and mother talked Swedish to him then?
Oh, yeah. Of course, people would move into the community there if they were not Swedish. My folks were moderate enough that they would accept them. Lots of times you're... regular old Swedes, they won't mingle with anyone else. Do you mingle with people if they're not Swedish?
I see. So they were strict about that? They were careful not to mingle with them.
Yeah, but now my folks weren't. My folks mingled with everybody. They had all friends, you know.
So they were more open than
the... Yeah, and, you know, Fairfield was about 10 miles, you know, Fairfield.
Yes.
And they had a lot of friends from in the city there, you know, that they
mingled. There was the big city that you, mm-hmm. you went to for to buying...
Yes, they had a... park, you know, in the center, and you'd park around the park on weekends. When I remember we were little, we'd go in with the folks and shop. And
you went by horse then?
Oh no, we had cars. I don't remember of us traveling too much by more than car. We had one of these old-fashioned cars, you know. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They were, you have, well, they were open, and they have these curtains, they were like, yes. You know, what I mean, this deals they put on the side curtains. Did you ever see one of those cars?
Yes.
What were those, Model T, Model A?
Yeah, they could be the one of them.
They probably had those in Sweden, did they?
Oh, yes, they had. Mm-hmm. But they were early there, of course. Mm-hmm. So, when you went to the doctor and dentist, you had to go to Fairfield then? You didn't have did you have a bank in Salina?
No, we had a bank in Fairfield.
Fairfield.
Of course, we never had much money back those days either.
Oh. But your mother now, she sold eggs and butter to the store.
The markets, and she used to sell chickens, lovely chickens.
In Salina?
No, they take them to town, Fairfield.
Fairfield?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, they stood on the marketplace then to sell them out there?
Beg pardon?
They stood on the marketplace then to sell them, or how did they sell it? For instance, chicken and...
Well, I think they would take butter. The... I think they would take the...
This is from Olila.
Cream and things right to the store, but I think they'd have a certain place where they would sell their chickens. And I remember of her selling chickens live, you know, they'd take them in a crate and people, they would buy them and I suppose butcher them. Of course, she had people that bought them all dressed, and I know many a time she does maybe, that would dress 8 or 10 chickens and take them in, sell them, have certain customers.
I see. They were all plucked and ready.
Oh, they were good. Good chicken. Not like this stuff you buy in the store that's been around.
Oh, so that. And there was no expiration date as like it is today.
No.
Everything you buy today, you know, you got to.
No, she'd take them in, deliver them. They know they were fresh, and they'd buy them, and that was it.
So there was direct from the supplier. Did you go to the doctor often at that time, for instance? Were you?
Sick? Oh, we needed to be. We weren't sick much.
No. Like when you had the cold, for instance, what did you?
Of times you'd call a doctor, and he'd tell you what to do. I remember one time my one sister had practically pneumonia, and this one doctor said, well, like when you make dressing for chicken, you know, or poultry, he said, make up something like dressing. All kids like that. He said, put plenty of pepper in it, make it hot. He said, let her eat that, and then go to bed, cover it with blankets. That cured it. You'd sweat, you know, I suppose you'd perspire. And
it was like increasing the fever a little bit. But I suppose there were in some cases, though, there were problems with the epididymitis.
Well, they had a nice hospital there. Of course, I remember when my sister had appendicitis, and they fooled around with that till her appendix had bursted, and she almost died then in the hospital.
That could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you could call the doctor coming out to the house at that time?
Well, yes, I guess they would, but we usually went into town.
Oh, you never had any doctors call on you? How about the pastor now? Did he walk around to the houses often, like the Presbyterian?
Oh, they were delighted to go and visit you, and you'd have them for dinner, you know, supper. They were delighted for that.
Oh, I see.
I think they would go visiting more than the ministers do now. Of course, the ministers are very good at going to the hospitals. If you're sick in the hospitals, they're good here about coming to see you.
Oh. But at that time, the pastor made the round to different places.
Yeah.
And looked after people.
But now they just couldn't. They, you know, they have, the churches are too large. They couldn't get around to visit everyone.
So you stayed very close then with your grandparents, with Solomon and Clarence. So you remember them. They lived very close by.
They died, though. I would say they were in their 80s when they died. Of course, that isn't considered old now, is it? To what?
Well, it's mm-hmm. in a pretty good age, though.
Yeah.
Considering what they went through.
Yeah.
Coming here and grubbing the land.
Oh, that's it, you know. And my grandmother, why, my goodness. My dad's family, they were 8 or 10 children.
Now my mother's family, she only had one brother. He was moved away, went somewhere in Washington to live and died out there. But they were a small family.
So your mother's family, you know, they didn't stay around in Iowa, all of them. They moved off to different places?
The brother did, but my mother's mother and father died right around there.
Mm-hmm. So what did your grandparents told you about?
I don't remember. They never used to, you know...
discuss anything?
Now they're making, you know, going through the family and, you know, writing, getting history on it. Back years ago, you just didn't think much about it. Uh-huh. Now I wish I would have found out more about, like my grandmother on my mother's side, I don't know, I'm sure that her folks probably came from Sweden, but I never heard her say much about them.
They didn't say too much about it?
Mm-mm.
They didn't talk about the hard, rough times or bad travel
no.
over? Or
no, they didn't, and I don't think, even though they had bad times years back, they didn't make as much over things like that as they do today. It seemed like people got along.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's,
mm-hmm.
They came to this country to for stay and they never went back. Do you remember if they wrote back and forth to Sweden to their...
I don't recall if they did much.
No.
But that's been long enough that, you know, I just didn't catch my attention.
So your mother's maiden name was
Caleb.
Caleb.
But then my grandmother's maiden name was Peterson. See, her folks were Peterson.
Oh.
And she married Charlie.
That's our daughter and her.
How did you meet Nils Karlsson?
Do you remember?
Was that a dance or?
We went to the dances together, and I met through some friends, because I know these girls. Said, oh, you should have been with us. We saw this Swedish fellow. They knew I was Swedish, you know. And that's it. Then I met Nielsen. We went together. We didn't go together too long. Did we?
So people years ago, they gathered that if you were Swedish or German, they thought right away, you know, you got to see this one because he's the same as you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They made it easy, though.
But now they don't think anything of that at all. You
it
know.
Means nothing, though.
No.
Mm-mm. But years ago, it did.
Are your children married?
Yes, one is in Sweden.
Did they marry in Swedish people?
Yes,
yeah,
did.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice, okay.
But nowadays they don't think about it that way as much as years ago.
No.
They were afraid to, like you said, mingle with other groups and take time.
Of course, now my sisters, they don't think, they're both of, all out there, both of them away from it. And they don't even know anything at all. I was telling them one time about a little Swedish prayer I remembered. When we were little, and my one sister looked at me funny. She said, well, where'd you ever hear that? She said, well, I never heard that. She said, I never remember that. I said, well, probably being connected with the Swedes, and I remembered it, but they just...
How did they marry? Did they marry Swedes?
Oh, no. My one sister isn't married. She had a good job with TWA. She never had time to get married. She travels a lot, but my sister in Arizona, what would you say Dell is? French? What is Dow? English?
I don't know. He's 400 pounds, I know that.
He's lost weight. He was fat as a boy. But
Jesus Christ.
So there are no Swedish connection, no. So do you keep up Swedish things and baking and cooking and stuff like that?
Yeah, but we don't bake because he watches his sugar, so how can I? I mean, I have to, he's on margarine. We don't use much fat.
You have to be 1986.
2% milk and you cook, use less. It makes a difference, doesn't it? And he watches his sugar, so I don't keep it around because I figure if he's got it around, he'll eat it. He's not supposed to, and I don't need it either.
But he can have some salt herring for breakfast, though.
Well,
he
yes.
used to have it, but,
well, you had your herring over at Vikings. That's what you're referring to,
yeah,
I imagine.
Right.
Yeah, he. We
Once
have
in a while, doesn't
we
it?
Have potato bologna and things like that. Swedish meatballs. I make that. And I asked my one sister in Kansas City, she has an answer for everything. I never heard of my folks making potato meatballs very much. I don't remember we had meatballs, and I think maybe my dad said, oh, we had those as a kid, and would probably told my mother, I don't ever see a meatball, so she probably just never made. We had hamburger sandwiches, made hamburgers a lot. And so I told Dorothy, I said, Strange, we never had meatballs. Oh, you know, my folks, they thought it was nothing but the Italians that had meatballs.
Oh, I see.
She didn't. She just answered that. She said, oh, I guess my folks probably thought it was the Italians that only ate meatballs, that we shouldn't be eating meatballs.
Well, they don't make them the same way, though.
I guess not, but she didn't. She just had that answer for me.
How about the Christmas time on Salina? Did you have lutefisk and potato corv? And
they had potato bologna, but my dad hated lutefisk.
He didn't eat that?
No, he thought it was terrible. Well, then he got so he liked it, because he'd come down here and we'd have it, and he thought it was good. But I know Christmas Eve was always, we always went to church Christmas Eve. That was a must. And we would look forward to getting one of these little boxes like that of candy. Everyone in the program of the church and along the Sunday school, you got a little box of that candy, and that meant a lot. If you'd give kids that today, they'd probably wonder why they didn't get more.
I see. So that was your Christmas gift, didn't it?
From church, we'd get that, and that was a big thing. We'd have the program, and then they'd give us each one our box of candy, and that was a big thing.
So when you had the first lutefisk, and that was when you married Nels then?
I don't remember, really.
Lutefisk?
We had our first lutefisk. Well, you had never had it in Sweden, did you?
No, well, my dad wouldn't have had lutefisk in Sweden. My mother, she...
Well, he didn't like it either.
Because he was up in Norway, you know, on the mountains. But he spread the lutefisk out, or spread the fish out, you know, and dried it on the mountainside towards the sun. And he said, flies, you never saw anything like it. And he says, the guys walking around there and he peed any place and on his splattered on the lutefisk. And he said,
you like stockfish?
Yes, we have it. Just once a year, though.
Where do you get it when you buy it?
Well, you get it frozen, I believe. I have no idea.
Well, we bought it at Jerry's Market. That's fresh. Have you ever been to Jerry's?
Fritz Market.
Well, Fritz's is closed now, but no, Jerry's Market is a market.
Well, that wasn't too good. There was.
I thought it was pretty.
But in the Fairfield, they had the Swedish food there.
I don't remember that we ever got much.
That.
No. See, my dad probably was brought up with some of that stuff and got tired of it, and then they started having new things, and he got, you know, they'd buy that. I remember we'd go to Fairfield, you know, we'd go and get hot dog sandwiches, Coney Islands at a little Greek joint. We thought they were good, you know, we'd go there and eat hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Well, your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She made good news coca.
Oh, yeah.
So she had brought the customs. Well, she was born here, though.
Oh, you bet.
In Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But her parents probably.
Possibly my grandmother was born. On my mother's side was probably born here, too. Her name was, Peterson. But I imagine her folks came from Sweden. And I'm sure that Grandma Califf was born in Iowa. Have you ever heard of Packwood, Iowa?
Yes.
I think she was in about that part of Iowa.
I see. So you learned to bake then from your mother?
Well, yes. But we had, I had my... I remember that my dad's sisters were terrific cooks, too, but my mother was a terrific cook, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
My mother was a terrific cook. Mm-hmm. Cooked on an old cook stove, you know, with wood, and have to kind of guess the temperature, and probably got along better than the young kids today that have an oven that tells them exactly what's what.
She did everything by feel.
Yeah.
Knew exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
How long it was to be in there, and there was the old-fashioned way.
Well, I'm going to
They earned a hard living.
I'll give you this now.
Nils,
I'm not a politician.
Nej, men du mötte många nu när du åkte på järnväg och knackade på dörrar. Och... Var det inga svenska socialister i Molin som kom från Chicago?
Jo, det var en del av dem, men de gick härifrån och till Sioux City, Iowa.
Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah, there was just few of them, you know. They went out there and got farms and so on.
Varför slutade de att vara här och aktiva här? Det hade ju varit bra.
Well, they want to go to a farm, I guess. That's about what it was.
Sålde de där socialisttidningar här till exempel som Nytid och Rockford?
Nej, det är inte vad jag vet om, men det var en gubbe som, han var kommunist då.
Ja.
Malmström.
Malmström.
And han stod där nere på 15 gatan där i Molin. Och sålde tidningar, du vet, det var kommunisttidningar.
Men det gick inte pojkarna för?
Nej. Ja, he had a hard time and they were rationing him and all that. But he was keeping on until he died. He did that for many, many years.
Ja, så?
Oh, yeah.
Och han dog här i
Molin.
Yeah. Malmström.
Ja, det var Malmström, ja.
Ja, det var inte gott att komma med en sån tidning i lunchboxen till Jan Deere.
Nej, nej. Inte här, inte där gick det inte.
Kassett 3, det är sida nummer 2 och det är fortsättning på intervju med Nils Karlsson, Molin och Neu. Kassett 3, sida 2. Så du var så pass gammal i Sverige nu så du var väl intresserad av
politik? Yes, jag var intresserad av Socialdemokraterna förstås. Men här det var ju inte mer än Demokraterna och Republikanerna här, så jag gick med Demokraterna. Har varit demokrat hela tiden. And of course, det var de dåliga tiderna som gjorde så att man blev demokrat, vet du. För vi hade Hoover och vad var det, von Chamberlain? Vi får Rose och vi får Hoover.
I don't remember. McKinley?
No, nej.
But Hoover really got the blame for it.
Han fick.
Huh?
Han fick ta hela skulden för alltihop.
Ja,
men det var många svenska bondpojkar då som var republikaner. Vad berodde det på?
Yes.
Vad berodde det på, tror du?
I don't know.
Var de rädda på fabriks...
Nej. Min far och min farfar var republican. That's why he was republican. Oh yeah. That's like this guy, min mog here. Han är republican. And his whole family is republican.
Who's that now?
Mark.
Oh, they are.
Oh, you bet you they're...
Så du kan inte diskutera dagens politik med honom då?
Nej, I don't bother with it. I've never been... Jag har aldrig varit en politiker.
Det går inte att diskutera för det är så många olika valörer utav det naturligtvis.
Oh, yeah.
Men på 30-talet, man skulle tro att alla var demokrater för att det var så dåligt. Att det fanns överhuvudtaget republikaner kvar.
Det var det också.
Det var många som var republicans.
Oh yeah, det var det, men inte många då. Om det var någon så gick det på den här på demokraterna. Det var like Hennys far. He was downhearted republican.
Yes, sir.
And of course, han köpte farmen där i Iowa. Och han sa till mig en gång att det var någon som kom i en bil och körde upp på farmen och sa till honom att han kunde inte betala räntan på farmen. Så de sa till honom att nu kommer vi upp här nästa gång och kör, och då, om du inte kan betala in
lånet.
Betal räntan på farmen så tar vi farmen ifrån dig. Och då sa han, jag står här och möter er med en bissa, sa han. Och huvudet kommer av rätt efter nacken, sa han till dem. Och han sa, de körde härifrån och aldrig kom tillbaka, sa han. Och då kom Roosevelt in. Och han sparade. He saved the day for the old man, you know. Yeah. So han var ju republikaner, but han sa till mig, jag var hade nästan förlorat allting, sa han, och Roosevelt kom in och he said, han har sparat allting för oss. Så varför, sa han, skulle jag inte vara demokrat, sa han.
Så han ändrade sig då?
Han ändrade sig. Han ändrade sig. Han sa till mig en gång, I was crippled, and he says, I was damn near walking on a pair of crutches, he said, and why should I throw it in the face of him, he said, when he helped me.
So
han var demokrat, but han var converted democrat.
He was converted the hard way?
Yes. So,
men på alla de fabrikerna här i Molin nu, du har International Harvester och Molin Pla, John Deere, Evans, Eagle Signal, hela ledningen där, de var republikaner.
Oh ja, de var alla.
Det var inga demokrater.
Nej, nej.
Var det för att visa att de hade hand om pengarna och de hade hand om ledarskapet och sånt? Var det inte det?
Det måste vara något sådant.
För till exempel nu, om du hade blivit egen företagare och byggt en massa hus här i Molin, då hade väl du också blivit republikan för att visa att du tillhörde rätta skiktet?
Inte jag.
Du tror inte det?
Nej, inte jag.
Du hade inte ändrat...
Nej, jag hade inte ändrat mig. För om jag hade fått en affär som hade gått bra för mig och varit demokrat, så hade jag stannat demokrat i alla fall. Men jag har aldrig varit republican. I always did straight democratic ticket because jag var rädd att jag skulle göra ett fel, så de kastade bort min vot.
Du kan göra det om du hoppar fram och tillbaka, ja.
Oh ja. Men if you go straight ticket, you know, then you never make a mistake.
Så ja, vad tror du om det här röstsystemet de har? Kan du lita på riktigt? Du kommer ihåg förra året i Rock Island
County. Du läser om det, och det mera du läser, det värre blir det. Till mig.
Det gör det, ja.
Oh, sure. You always got crooks. Never go straight.
So. Hur var det här i Molin nu när du kom 28? Var det många svenskar som var med i City Council och poliser som var svenska?
Nej, det var en del.
Men det var slut på den tiden då?
Ja, vi hade en. Han var en stark viking också. Han hette Eng. Han var i en City Council. Han var
alderman.
Alderman där för en lång, lång time.
Var han demokrat?
Han var demokrat. Och så hade vi Emil Swanson. Han var för major. But han förlorade. Och han var demokrat.
Fick du många vikingröster då när de var uppe i valet?
Ha?
Fick du många röster från vikingmedlemmar då, tror du, för att han var svensk?
Well,
det hjälpte väl till?
Det hjälpte, yes. Det hjälpte, yes.
Jag menar nu, om han var demokrat nu, tror du att vikingmedlemmar som var republicans röstade på honom för att han var svensk?
I doubt it.
Du tror inte det?
Nej, jag tror inte det. Jag tror inte
alltså
det.
Klyftan mellan republicans och demokrats är för stor. Även
ja.
Om du känner person.
Oh yes, yes. Och det var en del som kanske ändrade ändrade sig från republik till demokrater, men den svenskarna där, they wouldn't change. Most of them wouldn't.
Hur var det med belgare? Var de intresserade av politiska göromål? Var de med i sin...
Well, jag var inte mycket i lag med dem. Jag arbetade med 2-3 belgare, men vi talade inte mycket om det.
Så politik, det var vid sidan om? Bara när det var frågan om val.
Ja, det kunde inte förstå den vad det språkade om än jag. Så.
Och de använde belgiska eller sitt flamländska språk?
För då, den, på den tiden när jag kom här, det var en massa belgare som kom här.
Och de blev många gjuteriarbetare på Molin? Eller på Jandér?
Nästan allihop. Så de hade jobben, du vet, när de lämnade Belgien så hade de jobb redan i gjuteriet.
De hade det?
Ja. Visst hade de det, vilket...
Så de tog över sina släktingar och de som
var här? Ja. Men det var många av dem som var bra. Jag vill inte säga det var mekaniker, men det var good workers. Ja.
Det var en man som dog här förra året som heter Fritz Åberg.
Ja.
Kommer du ihåg honom?
Yes.
Han hade arbetat 69 år i ett sträck för Jandér.
Ja.
Det var...
Och det var han skakade redan med den där... Parkinson's disease.
Säger du det?
Vad kallar du det på svenska?
Ja, Parkinson's...
Ja, han skakade.
Han har gjort en lång arbetsdag.
Det var en annan grabb, han heter August Borg.
Ja.
Han spelade fotboll med oss. Han var 50 år när vi spelade boll.
Ser du det?
Och han arbetade i gjuteriet där nere. Och han gjorde... Han kallade dem trådrullar. För det är i formen av en trådrulle som satt mellan diskarna, du vet. Han gjorde bas. En i kameranen vi sa... Har man i mål, det hade gjort idag August 60, sa han. Det var every day. Varenda dag så gjorde han 60. Jaha. 60 den mål, när han gjorde bra pengar. Så. Och så var det en annan... svensk, han var från Dalarna också. Han var från... Ja, det var det var ifrån nu igen, men i alla fall, han var gjutare också. Och varenda dag så gjorde han så många mål, eller så många...
Men blir det inte värre för dem ju äldre du blev då att göra samma antal varje dag? För du blir ju äldre, vet du, och du har aldrig tidsvård.
Det var de hade på timekort lite.
För att göra?
Ja.
Det var press.
Ja. Men de kom in, de kom där på morgonen, du vet. Och hade kläder sig på sig och tog dem av sig. De hade bara byxorna på sig och så arbetade de. Slit som ett djur, så det. Ja.
Ja, man kan undra om det var någon nytta till att slita ut sig på det viset. För nu.
Ja, den kusin, du vet. Jag hade en kusin, han kom från Sverige och kom här. Och han fick jobb i gjuteriet. Well, han dog. Because han slet ut sig. Fick lungsot.
Var det ett ohälsosamt arbete i gjuteriet med mycket
ångest? Ja, det har den varit. Of course. Fackföreningen på sista tiden, du vet, har gjort en hel del
förbättringar på det
området. Förbättringar för med
ventilation,
frisk luft och sådant.
Det tänkte vi aldrig på förr.
Nej, det var ju aldrig som att släppa djur in i gjuteriet, du vet. Tänkte aldrig på sjukdomar eller något. Hosta, det var något liknande. Jag arbetade i gjuteriet. Hosta.
Så det var?
Fick jag en varmt järn i skorna.
Ja, vad använde ni på fötterna?
Vi hade skogsskor.
Lederskor?
Ja, läderskor, men det var så du kunde sparka av dem om du fick järn i skorna. Det var som ett par Sandal, I got another.
Hände det mycket olyckor med brännskador?
Ja, fy fan. Jag hade ett här. Det var någon som... när du går upp och hämtar järnet vid ugnen. Elen följer, järnet flyger allt över och där får du en sån där droppe på ryggen och du vet att det bränner fast där. Och så får du den i skorna och så har du vant järn i en lede. Ja, det...
Så efter 3 månader sa du att det är tillräckligt?
Va?
Efter 3 månader så sa du att det räcker?
Ja, fy fan. Det var mer än jag kunde ta. Men man måste ha mat, man måste leva. Och det är där igenom det gick du vet, så fick du gå. Du måste ta vad du fick.
Tror du att arbetsledningen drog nytta av folks... alltså de hade den svagheten att de hade ju inget val. De skulle leva
visst,
som du säger.
Visst det.
För de tjänar ju pengar i Stormrika.
Ja visst.
För de kunde ju betala lite bättre och också... arbetat lite saktare.
Åh visst, visst kunde de det ha gjort. Det var ju nästan slaveri, du vet, i en del platser.
De tog ingen hänsyn alls om det var någon som var vekare eller...
And of course, det var personen som arbetade på det tillfället här, eller arbetade på den. Han var skyldig till, ja, well, I don't know, he was, he could have fought a little more for his rights, you know, see. But på den gamla tiden så var det om du sa någonting och du sa det till den och inte tycker om det, så why don't you go out? Där är dörren.
Ja, dörren, ja.
Yeah. Det var det var det vet vi.
De hade inga affärer på Jandier och Molin Pla så arbetarna kunde köpa.
Nej.
Det fanns inte i Molin.
Nej. Nej, det var det inte.
Det förekom inte.
Ja.
Så de kunde handla och köpa vad de ville.
Ja, det var of course, det var någon som kom in där och så sålde kaffe och en smörgås till och sådan, vet du, var allt.
Utomstående?
Ja, men de hade inga affärer som...
Ja, du vet att kolgruvorna i Pennsylvania, de hade affärer.
Ja, visst.
Men det förekom inte här.
Nej, nej. Pennsylvania, de hade affärer och de hade hus och de hade byggnader och allting.
De hade de fast, vet du, för,
ja, visst.
För livet.
Men det var inte något sådant. Men jag vet, de hade en plats i Molin. De kallade strykjärnet. Det var built like strykjärn. Men det var en... Ha?
Var låg det någonstans?
Det var här nere på 30 Street, 3rd Avenue, I believe. Right by Deering Company. Och de hade en affär där. But den tillhörde en skåning. Som rörde den affären. Och du kunde gå från vilken plats som helst i Deering Company och köpa mat, en smörgås och kaffe, det var hans eget. Så
det var en restaurang då?
Ja, en sådär kan ha restaurang.
Så det var god då på matställen nere på Third Avenue och
för, oh, ja.
På den tiden?
Yes. Ja.
Barberarschapp och...
Oh, ja.
Och det var Shorty Engström som var barberare?
Ja, han var på 6:e gatan tror jag.
6:e gatan, ja.
Ett The Old Turner.
Ja.
Ja.
Han fick också hoppa runt innan han fick arbete så
ja.
Försörja sig.
Ja, han kom till Chicago tror jag. Jag var där i Chicago en gång och då åkte han med oss. från Chicago till Moline, så stannade han här. För han hade en bror i Chicago, tror jag.
Så kom han hit, ja.
Ja.
Så du har aldrig arbetat i Rockford då?
Nej, ja. Nej. Nej, jag var där ett par veckor och sökte arbete, vet du. I had a lax and dance i huvudet, du vet, så jag tyckte om gå där för. Men det var bara 18 cent i timmen i Rockford.
Det var värre än Molin.
Ja. Men så gick jag över till Freeport. Och sökte arbete där de gjorde begravnings... vagnar eller begravning.
Likvagnar.
Va?
Likvagnar.
Ja, de gjorde det. Jag kunde ha ett arbete där också, för det var 18 cent i timmen. Så jag sa goodbye.
18 cents and no union dues.
Well, that's... of course, the union, jag har varit fackföreningsman sen jag var 16 år gammal i Sverige, och jag transferade min bok till Amerika här när jag skrev in mig i fackföreningen.
Tror du det?
Ja, det var... Då fick jag betala $2 till transfer det över från Sweden till Amerika.
Var det Carpenters Union?
Ja. Men på dammarna där vi behövde man inte ha fackförening, för the government said no union. Så... Men så fort jag slutade med snickeriet så slutade jag fackföreningen också. Jag kunde ha haft $425 i månaden i pension från...
Om du hade hållit på?
Om jag hade hållit på, ja. But then I could have had... Jag kunde ha haft $600 i begravningshjälp, se.
Men du slutade upp hela alltid då?
Ja, eller har att betala your union dues. And that probably $40 a month.
Alltså så pass mycket?
Ja, men nu är det. Men nu har den ju inga nu.
Även om du inte har arbete så är det samma.
Oh yes, yeah. Yeah, you gotta pay your union dues.
Vad tror du om snickaryrket nu i dagens läge?
Ja, I guess det är inte mycket, det är det inte. Jag har talat med en del av pojkarna, du vet, som jag arbetar i lag med. Det finns inget arbete för. Utan om de går ut och får lite för dem själva, det vet vi. Så kan de få lite.
Så det...
Att det är så dåligt i snicket det har varit för 3-4 år. Så att jag arbetar för Milton Eriksson down here. Erikssons Construction. Men jag arbetar där 25 år. Never förlorar en dag i arbete. Ja, it's a good outfit. Ja. Jag flyttade in med pappa och mamma. Så. Det var de gör. Den familjen kanske är gifte här. Är unga par. Och kanske har ett eller två barn. Well, de måste flytta in med sina föräldrar.
Så de gör det nu för tiden?
Då? Ja, det gör de. Denna gång likadant som de gjorde förra gången. Då flyttade de in med varandra. Det var ju... Ibland förra depressen vi hade. Det var 3-4 familjer som bodde i en plats. Si? Och de måste göra det nu också annars. För det är många apartments och så som är tomma. Så det
Om du finge göra om den här resan nu till Amerika igen i ditt minne, skulle du göra om det igen?
Nej.
Du tror inte det?
Nej. I had a cousin, Ragnar Karlström. He was over in Sweden and I knew the guy. And have you got that thing?
Ja.
Well, then I can step in with a little English ibland. And jag kände honom före jag kom här, så jag blev bekant och visste var han bodde. Och vi used to go out and jaga och fiska mycket. Varenda söndag så gick vi ut och jagade och fiska.
Hemma i Sverige?
Ja, det var här.
Alltså här?
Han bodde här, han var född här i Amerika. Han var över bara för visit. Så jag gick upp och såg honom mycket och vi jagade tillsammans och gick ut och sköt harar, kanske sköt 40-50 harar på dagen och på en söndag. Så jag hade fun. And we take them up to the Belgiums, you know, in the saloon and dump them out and said pick your pick.
Och de köpte dem?
Nej, vi gav dem för mig ingenting. Var i alla fall. Om jag inte hade haft min kusin, det är Ragnar, så hade jag gått tillbaka till Sverige. Jag hade aldrig... jag var van till att ha fotbollen. Och van till att vara med i lag med pojkarna. Och var arbetet och allt sådant. Och här kom jag här. Och ibland hade du arbete, ibland så hade du ingenting.
Det var inte alltid så lätt.
Nej, det var svårt många gånger. Ja, det var svårt många gånger.
Men sen då när du åkte tillbaka 38 så hade du fortfarande en dragning tillbaka igen.
Ja, hade
trots svårigheterna.
Ja, det var fortfarande så ville jag stanna hemma. Vet. Då kunde jag se det, vet, när jag arbetade en gång den tiden. Att det var inte nog det för att ha en familj på det, så jag gick tillbaka. Jag sa till far min, jag är van vid andra sidor, sa jag. Det går inte. Väl.
Och du träffade ingen flickvän i Sverige heller?
Oh yes.
38?
Oh yes, det hade vi.
Så ville att du skulle stanna kvar?
Oh yes. Väl,
det hjälpte ville. Inte.
De ville gå med mig, du vet, jag var den vägen, så jag hade inte en utan många, du vet.
Och här över var det inte gott att ha många.
Nej.
Slut på samtalet med Nils och Klara Karlsson, Molin, Illinois. End of interview.